For real, Daisy, the yoga goat. And, of course, lots and lots of surprises. Well, Eli, I do believe it is time to give Loen Chesney a great big gold star.
Good job. Good job, girls. Santa, I want one of those, too. Could you put that on my list quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Here's a great big gold star for Miss Hare.
Yes, girls, thank you. They helped me. Well, thank you, Santa, and thank you, Eli. Tell them Merry Christmas, and you're going to leave them cookies, right? Lots of cookies for Santa?
Yes.
Stuff for the reindeer?
Yes.
Got it. Check, check. Okay, Santa Claus.
All right, Miss Ann, shall we do this again tomorrow evening?
I'm in, Santa.
I'm in, too.
Right, we'll be here then. Merry Christmas
good
to
night,
all.
Good night, everybody.
And to all a good night.
Say Merry Christmas. Yo, Merry Christmas. You could wave Merry Christmas.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Foss Jewelers, W&L Mazda, Duncan, Joe's Equipment, Service First Federal Credit Union, Penn's Tavern, Sunbury Motor Company, Plaza House Furniture, Lewisburg Downtown Partnership, and Cam Schaefer Carpentry.
Tune in every weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Ack, ack, a duck, enter, brother.
That's right. You can enter, and you now have full access to this fine radio program for the next 3 hours.
Not two, not three.
Thank you, LeBron.
Four,
that's right. No
five.
Matter how you listen in, Fox Sports Radio, foxsportsradio.com, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, say my name,
Rob Parker.
Say his name,
Kelvin Washington.
And we are indeed the Odd Couple, and we're broadcasting live. Live.
Do it live.
Thank you, Bill. From the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
That's right. TireRack.com.
Wow.
The way tire buying.
Wow, me. Wow, back to
wow.
you.
Should
I'm
be.
Sorry.
And as always,
The Odd Couple was filmed in front of a live audience.
Man, hey, what a show we have for you on this Worship Wednesday here on The Odd Couple. That's right. Charlie Weiss, the four-time Super Bowl champ, will be joining us in about 27 minutes. It'll be great to catch up with him. Hour number two, a little One's Gotta Go. We'll do that. And Rob G is on the hot seat. Rob G is on the hot seat.
Just because you had another baby don't mean we taking it easy on you either, Rob.
That's right, because you actually didn't
smoke.
Have the baby. He didn't have the baby. All he did was sit around.
Hey, y'all got to relax with that.
Did all that.
Okay, Rob G, I got your back on that.
No,
they do have to relax, okay?
Rob G, you don't have to do anything. You didn't do anything. It took you 2 seconds.
Right? I had to sleep on a very uncomfortable couch.
So what?
You
preach.
Know,
preach. And then you had to be in there. Come on. Breathe, baby. Come on, baby. Breathe. Yeah, push up. Okay. I'm right there with you, baby. You know.
I'm sorry, I've had
all
three.
Right,
I've had three of them.
I know you had three.
Yeah.
Did you look or didn't you look?
This,
Rob G.
I vowed I would never look. Here's the thing for you expecting fathers listening right now.
I've got so many friends who told me, don't look.
Don't look, but you can't not. The funniest part is we act like the women are Wimbenyama or something, meaning they're that long that you can just be like, it's way down there. Dude, if you're at her head or face trying to be there and comfort her, her legs are back at her head. What you think is just over your right shoulder? It. And you don't have no choice. And then.
A lot of guys don't look.
They can't not. And the doctor will have you involved. Hey, fuck. Okay, hold this. Can you do it? And then you just. And once you look, you can't unlook. It's like, you know what I mean? You're like, okay.
This is Shikellamy Braves Dual Meet Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Ad One, Sunbury Motor Company, Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Zimmerman Motors, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Steve Shannon Tire and Auto, Buffalo Wild Wings, W&L Subaru, Wiest Wiest Banner and Rice LLC, Sunbury Housing Authority, and Midtown Bistro. Now, let's go Matt's side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to the opening edition of Shikwimi Brave High School Wrestling for the 24-25 season. Tonight, the Braves in their first duel of the season against the State College Little Lions. This should be a good one. The Braves losing to State College last year, 42-30, looking to avenge that. State College comes back. They are young but loaded. The Braves, likewise, are very much loaded. We're ready to get underway here very shortly. Introductions going on right now. Lots of changes in the sport of wrestling. We'll talk about that and tonight's match, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Looking to make your brand stand out? AdOne has you covered. As your local, family-owned promotional item company, we understand what it takes to make a lasting impression. From custom apparel to unique giveaways, printing and signage to spirit and online sales, we've got everything you need to promote your business or organization right here in the community we call home. Fast, friendly service and a commitment to quality. Because we're not just your supplier, we're your neighbor. Support local, grow local with AdOne. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com today. Over 40 years of serving our neighbors.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martz's.com.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
You can serve. You can protect. America needs criminal justice professionals now more than ever. And you can become one of them with an associate and or bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Lackawanna College, Sunbury campus. Criminal justice is a growing field where you can make a difference as a police or correctional officer, in private security, investigation, or with government agencies. So take the first step. Visit lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Experience unparalleled excavation services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivery excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we'll always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Back at State College. tremendous live rendition of the national anthem by Miss Central Pennsylvania. We are just about ready to get underway. Toss of the coin here going to be very, very important. And while they do that, let's step away one more time. When we come back, we will have all of tonight's wrestling action. You're listening to Shikley Brave High School Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Hey, Wing Fanatics. Get ready for a flavor explosion at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Monroe Marketplace in Salem's Grove. Tuesdays mean one thing. Buy one, get one 50% off traditional wings. Authentic Buffalo New York-style chicken wings, hand-spun in your choice of sauce or dry rub. And when Thursdays roll around, it's time for buy one, get one boneless wings. Whether it's before or after the local games or catching the big games, Buffalo Wild Wings is the spot to satisfy your wing cravings and catch all the game day action. Buffalo Wild Wings in the Monroe Marketplace, your game day headquarters for the best wings in town.
Steve Shannon Tire and Auto Centers has a brand new location in Sunbury, offering all the essentials your car needs, like oil changes, preventative maintenance, inspection, alignment, tire repair, installation, and balancing. Choose from our incredible selection of brand name tires, including Hankook, at Steve Shannon Sunbury, 193 Shikellamy Avenue, or online at steveshannon.com.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
When life throws you a full court press or kind of throws you to the mat, you need a legal team that knows how to play defense and offense. At Weist Weist Benner & Rice LLC, they're your MVPs for everything from divorce and custody to personal injury and business law. When you're facing a tough opponent and need help setting up your next play in real estate, wills, or trusts, they've got the skills to take care of all your legal needs. Visit them at 5 North 2nd Street in Sunbury or call 570-286-4022. Weist Weist Benner & Rice LLC, your hometown legal team, always ready to assist.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
Welcome back to State College, and we had hoped 172 pounds would feature two of the state's top wrestlers at that weight. Did not happen. Braves sent Ned Drumheller out to wrestle Asher Cunningham. Cunningham with a 10-second fall over the Braves' Drumheller. At 189, they bumped Connor Wetzel up to wrestle Elijah Al-Sulaimani. Wetzel getting a 28-second fall. So right now, just 38 seconds into this match, the score tied 6-6. We are at 215 pounds, which means Brody Raybuck will be moving up. Because, yeah, we've got Christian Bosch. Right now, front headlock by Bosch. And then go off the edge of the mat. So, lots of changes in the sport of wrestling this year. One of them we just saw there is the out-of-bounds rule, where only one little piece of either the wrestler has to touch the line. Other than that, you are in bounds. It used to be a supporting point. Now you can just have a toe there. So that is one of the changes in the rules. One of the big changes is the takedown and the near fall point rules. Now, Bosch in on a nice double comes around to the rear. Three-point takedown. That's right, 3 points for a takedown this season in high school, much like it's been in college for the last several years. So Bosch up by the score of 3-0. The other change, scoring-wise, is with the near falls. Two-second swipe gets you 2 points. 3-second swipe gets you 3 points. A 4-second swipe gets you 4 points. So you can get up to 4 points on a near fall. You can be up really quickly. So looking to see some of these matches go rather quickly. Now, the first two did because of the mismatch in the out on the mat with the two of the best wrestlers in the state at 172 pounds. So that doesn't count. This does. I don't want to say it doesn't count, but no surprise to the end of those matches because of who was out there. But what I'm talking about is a match that goes the distance in the scoring. So right now, Bosch with a 3-point lead, running the wrists. Zaruth stands, turns. Bosch brings him back down. That is the end of the first period. Bosch of Shikellamy with the 3-0 lead. Second period wrestling. Bosch will go down on the mat. Bosch to his feet, 1 point escape, double underhook. Trips Zaruth down and another takedown. All right. Now they're showing 6-1 on the scoreboard. I think it should be 7-0. Bosch locks in a cradle, going to try and make that point mute as he puts Zaruth on his back. Referee down, counting out near fall points. Knee in the side, tightens up the cradle, and he pins him. 2 minutes and 40 seconds of the second period, the time of the fall for Christian Bosch, and the Braves will lead 12-6. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Looking to make your brand stand out? Ad One has you covered. As your local, family-owned promotional item company, we understand what it takes to make a lasting impression. From custom apparel to unique giveaways, printing and signage to spirit and online sales, we've got everything you need to promote your business or organization right here in the community we call home. Fast, friendly service and a commitment to quality. Because we're not just your supplier, we're your neighbor. Support local, grow local with Ad One. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com today. Over 40 years of serving our neighbors.
And we are back. 285 pounds Brody Raybuck, who is the normal 250-pounder junior. He was 32-8 last year, went to the States, takes on Mikey Troop of State College, gets a quick takedown on Troop, leads 3-0, and now with a bar in on the left side, gives that up, steps over to the right side. Troop presses to his knees. One of the things I wanted to mention, Christian Bosch wrestling at 250, weighed in at 176.4 here tonight. Wrestling up that high for some nice team balance. Right now, Mikey Troop, 259.2 is what he weighed in at. Brody, 214.2. Raybuck will let Troop up, 3-1. Raybuck in the lead. Raybuck moving forward, tries to snap Troop to the mat. Wrestlers lock up head to head again. Raybuck snaps Troop down, drops down to a low ankle. Troop trying to roll through. Limp arm out from between the legs by Raybuck and a takedown. He leads 6-1. Vicious forearm in the back of the head of Mikey Troop as Raybuck pulls in the arm, and that is the end of the first period. 6-1 lead. Brody Raybuck of Shikellamy on top of Mikey Troop. Braves on top early here, 12-0. Of course, a big question coming in is, would we see the match between Connor Wetzel and returning state champion Asher Cunningham? Flip of the coin determined that. Braves would have liked to have seen it, but they want to win more, and this gives them the best chance. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Raybuck on top, riding that right wrist of Troop hard. Now Troop clears the wrist, comes to his knees. Raybuck trying to double him into a cradle. That's quite a big load to bend in half. And Brody goes back to work under the knees, gets a bit high. Troop pulls him off top. Raybuck trying to save it with a whizzer. They stand, 1 point escape for Troop. Raybuck put himself in a scary position. And they go off the edge of the mat. ...59 seconds to go in the second period. 6-2 lead for Raybuck. Wrestlers tie up briefly, break apart. Raybuck, nice double leg. Puts Troop right to the mat. 3 points and more. Moves up, tries to attack the head, but Troop bellies out, so a 9-2 lead on that exchange. Under 10 seconds to go. Raybuck from behind under the arms. That is the end of the second period. Raybuck leads. And I don't believe that I have already mentioned it. If you are looking for Shikellamy Braves basketball, they are on 1070 AM WKOK. So we'll be living here on the net tonight. Basketball on the radio. A Troop trying to come around behind on Raybuck. Raybuck hangs onto the leg. Troop circles. Raybuck hanging on to the leg. Troop can't turn. Raybuck stands, turns, breaks Troop down near the edge of the mat. Raybuck trying to pull him back in. Troop sprawls, and they go off the edge of the mat. No change in position. Raybuck getting his workout with this big guy on their feet again.
Come on, Mikey.
52 seconds to go in the third period. on their feet. Ray Bott tries an arm pass, not there. Raybuck in on the leg again. Cuts to the opposite side. Steps over. And comes out from between the legs. Three-point takedown. That'll take it into major decision territory, 12-2 with under 10 seconds to go. And that is the end of the match. A final score. Raybuck with a 12-2 win over Mikey Troop. Back to the little guys when we come back. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzes.com.
And we are back. They had a little promotion here. They threw some ducks up into the stand. I think they're going to have something going on here very shortly. In the meantime, we'll wait for the announcer, but I believe, well, I know it's Jake Hendricks for the Braves, Nico Diaz. It is Nico Diaz, and Diaz in on the legs of Hendricks. Hendricks between the legs. Diaz comes to his knees, trying to sneak out the back. Hendricks upside down, tying up the arms of Diaz, trying to stalemate the situation. Diaz back dumps him to the mat. Hendricks hanging on. Wants to scoot his hips back. And Diaz sneaks out the back. Two-point takedown for Nico Diaz. And instead, it's a three-point takedown. One-point escape for Jacob Hendricks for the Braves. Hendricks, oh, trying to front head and arm. Diaz slips it. Gets a takedown. Escape by Hendricks. Low single by Diaz. Hendricks tying up the arms. Diaz turning. Hendricks breaks him to the mat, settles him a little bit. One of the rules that did not make it over from college is neutral danger. You're going to have to see that. I'm not even going to try and explain it, but that is not in the high school rule book, but a three-point near fall for Diaz. So the scoreboard showing 6-1. So I guess he did not call a third takedown. That is the end of the first period. So we'll go with that right now. 6-1. The score. Nico Diaz over Shiklamy's Jacob Hendricks. And a correction on the team score. The Braves lead 16-6, not 17-6. They get a major decision at 2:85 from Brody Raybuck. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Hendricks of Shiklamy on the bottom stands. Tries the knife through. And Diaz takes him off the edge of the mat. State College head coach Jason Nichols up off instructing his wrestler, Ryan Cummins, the longtime head coach here at State College, turning the reins over to Jason Nichols. And if that name sounds familiar, you may have heard the name Bo Nichols. Jason is Bo's father. Jake Hendricks fires to his feet, isolates the hands, one-point escape, 6-2, the lead for Nico Diaz. On their feet. Oh, Diaz shoots in low single. Hendricks around the waist. Waterfall position as Hendricks upside down. Looking at last year's roster, Nico Diaz does not appear on it. Oh, maybe he came from somewhere else, huh? Let's check that out. In the meantime, trying to get another takedown, and he does. 3-point takedown for Nico Diaz. Steps over, scrambling, trying to expose Hendricks' shoulders to the mat. And now Hendricks sits through. He's on top. Still not in control, though. Turns, circles to the rear, 2-point reversal. And that is the end of the second period, so a big 2 points. Nine-six lead for Diaz. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Hendricks on top, trying to get a leg in. Diaz didn't appear on last year's roster, just a freshman. That explains it. He was in eighth grade. Hendricks rolls him through, stays in control. But Jake Hendricks going to have to figure out where to get 3 points here. Grapevine's the right leg. Diaz hip in. Hendricks, three-quarter Nelson on the right side, tries to pull him over. Toes of both wrestlers just in bounds. And now they go out of bounds. 48 seconds to go in this bout. Jake Hendricks trailing 9-6. Two scramblers going at it here. It's been a lot of fun to watch. Not so easy to describe. Hendricks trying to get the leg in again. Does. Riding high. Diaz trying to pull him over top. Hendricks high. Got Hendricks' head pulled under and could be a defensive pin. It is. 5 minutes and 56 seconds, the time of the fall for Nico Diaz. A defensive fall. That'll tighten the score to 16-12 in favor of the Braves. We're back right after this. You're listening to Braves Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pick up in as little as 24 hours.
And we are back again, not in my mid-season form, early season form, 16-12, not 16-6, in favor of the Braves. We are at 114. Max Holman, a junior for the Braves, Kale Davis for the Little Lions. Holman finished the season last year at 11-11. Spent the entire offseason wrestling. And it shows, except for now, Davis in on the leg. Holman standing. Whizzer slips out the opposite side. Three-point takedown from Max Holman. Now it looks like it. Left Davis in them on that leg way too easy. Fought him off, though. And we'll take it. One-point escape for Davis. 3-1 lead for Holman. Wrestling on their feet. Hand fighting. Holman on the head of Davis. Peels that off. Gonna hand fight some more. Davis on the attack. Holman flees back to his feet. No change in position. Davis down heavy on the head. Holman back to his feet. He ties up in the head of Davis. Russian hook right. Drag by Davis. 3-point takedown. He leads 4-3. Goes right to work trying to tilt Holman over. Holman bellies out. No near fall points. 4-3 lead after a period for Cale Davis of State College. That was a nice arm drag from that Russian. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Davis of State College on the bottom. Holman gets on top. We're back underway. Davis stands. Holman left side. Davis tries to step behind. Holman going to let him go. 5-3 lead for Cale Davis. Tied up tightly. Davis likes that head tie. Holman circles, looks for an angle. And Davis trying to put that Russian back on. Again with the arm drag from the Russian. This time Holman was ready for it. Blocks him. Takes the arm. Holman circling. Holman hanging on tight to the arm. Davis circles behind. Traps the leg. 3-point takedown for Cale Davis. He leads 8-3. Davis wants to lock in a near side cradle on Holman. Has it locked in. Picks Max up. Puts him down. Still doesn't get him over. Holman fighting the cradle. Davis walks behind the leg. He's got Holman in a world of hurt. He's got him stacked over onto his back. Referee down looking. And he pins him. .334 of the second period. Davis with the fall. 18-16. The Little Lions lead. We are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
These days, there's no shortage of people in need of help. But there is a shortage of people who can truly provide the assistance that people in our communities need. If you're the kind of person who's here to help others, Lackawanna College is here to help you start a rewarding career in human services. From basic necessities to guidance, counseling, and treatment, take a closer look at a career in human services. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Okay. And we are back at State College, and they are going to take a halftime. They've got a rubber duck challenge. We're going to bring the kids out here, see who can get the duck closest to the center of the center circle. So we will take a bit of a wrestling break here. They got a big chicken over here. Not sure what that's all about. Everybody's getting up and leaving, I guess, going out to get something to eat, something to drink. Nobody's bring in some pizza burgers or something. I'm not sure. Well, right now, the score 18-16 in favor of the Little Lions. Just a rehash of how things happened here. Match started at 172 pounds. And the toss of the coin made State College put their wrestler out first. They put Asher Cunningham out, returning state champion. So the Braves decided that without a heavyweight tonight, they were going to bump the upper part of the lineup up. So they put Ned Drumheller out there. Poor Drumheller, just a sophomore, wrestled 10 seconds. Cunningham pinned him. That meant Connor Wetzel would move up to 189 pounds. Connor Wetzel with a 28-second fall over Elijah Al-Sulamani. Christian Bosch inserted at 215 pounds. He got a second period fall over Isaiah Zaruth, 12-6 in favor of the Braves at that point. And then Brody Raybuck probably wrestled the biggest wrestler of his life, Mikey Troop. Raybuck with a 12-2 major decision win, Braves leading 16-6. State College comes back at 107. Nico Diaz, freshman, with a third period fall over Shiklamy's Jacob Hendricks. And then at 114 pounds, Cale Davis with the second period fall over Max Hallman. That's how we got to 18-16. I also want to note that the 107-pound fall of Diaz was a defensive fall as Hendricks overextended. Diaz reached up, took his head, tucked it under, and pinned him. Not something you see very often. But we have the rubber ducky throw, and now they're going to have to clean that up. They're going to announce the winners. I think you get a picture with a chicken. That's your winners. That's what you get to be a winner there. So while they get the chicken picture, let's take this short timeout. We'll be back with the rest of this match right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Experience unparalleled excavation services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we'll always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC
stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC
in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Hey, Wing Fanatics, get ready for a flavor explosion at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Monroe Marketplace in Salem's Grove. Tuesdays mean one thing. Buy one, get one 50% off traditional wings. Authentic Buffalo, New York-style chicken wings, hand-spun in your choice of sauce or dry rub. And when Thursdays roll around, it's time for buy one, get one boneless wings. Whether it's before or after the local games or catching the big games, Buffalo Wild Wings is the spot to satisfy your wing cravings and catch all the game day action. Buffalo Wild Wings in the Monroe Marketplace, your game day headquarters for the best wings in town.
And we are back at State College. Snowy drive on the way up. I'm not sure what valley weather is right now, but I imagine we're going to be getting some of the snow that was swirling around as we were coming up here again for the opener here tonight. The Braves back in action Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Odd time of the start there because they are part of an assembly at the Shikellamy High School. They will take on the Raiders of Montgomery, a team that beat them last season, trying to get some revenge there in front of their classmates as part of an assembly. Think back to your days in school and how much you loved assemblies. How great is this going to be? You know, the last time the Braves did that, they actually got a couple of kids to come back out for wrestling, some kids that had wrestled in the Ivy League ranks. So hopefully that'll get a few more out. And the Braves will be wrestling on Friday afternoon. That should be a lot of fun. Lots of dual meets here in the early season for the Braves. They'll be back wrestling next Tuesday night when they take on Warrior Run, and that's a first. The Braves have never wrestled Warrior Run in a dual meet. The Warrior Run coming into the lockup gymnasium next Tuesday. And then next Thursday, a team that the Braves have never beaten, and that is Central Mountain. They will be at the lockup gymnasium as well. The Braves will then take off and wrestle in a tournament down in Cumberland Valley the following Friday and Saturday. If you are looking for Shikellamy Braves basketball, that is now just getting underway on News Radio 1070. The Braves taking on Mifflin County. And I'm told it's 4-0 early in the in that game. Going back and taking a look here at what the Braves are going to be doing. Looking, let's see here. They wrestle. Okay, they wrestle Montoursville on the 16th. And then they wrestle at Mount Carmel on the 17th. And then on the 19th, Jersey Shore is at the Lockoff Fieldhouse. And that'll be a doubleheader. The girls will be wrestling that night. That'll be their season opener. The Braves with quite a squad of girls this year. It'll be interesting to watch the young ladies wrestle. They'll be wrestling as a preliminary the same evening as the boys. And then the Braves will finish up the year down at the Conestoga tournament. And that is on the 27th and 28th of the month. So lots of wrestling here before the New Year's break. And lots of tough wrestling. I mean, not only just State College here tonight. We've got Montgomery, who beat the Braves last year. Warrior Run, who is highly ranked in the state in the AA. Montoursville, contender last year in AA. So lots of great tough wrestling for the Braves. Well, we're just about ready to get back underway from our halftime break. Teams come back out onto the mat. And we will be restarting at 121. I suspect we're going to see Ryder Borich for the Braves, a freshman, and John Whitebread. We'll wait and hear the official announcement. So it is Ryder Borich for the Braves. I believe it's John Whitebread. Whitebread, I think he's just a sophomore, very accomplished wrestler. It's Whitbread, not Whitebread. So Borich in once a leg. Ripbread sprawls. Wrestlers will find their way back to the middle of the mat. Borich in, ties up. Oh, Whitbread, a nice duck under to a single. Borich with a scramble. He's got the legs. Trying to get the high ground. Turns in. Comes out the back. And not yet. Whitbread now going to snake around back onto the legs of Borich. And a stalemate stop in the action. Ryder Borich, oh, so close to that takedown. Whitbread very calmly with a nice counter. Borich on the attack, up under the arms. Barrel rolls Whitbread to the mat. Whitbread with a whizzer. Borich front head and arm. Whitbread steps over. He's got Borch in trouble. Oh. Borch trying to get off of his back. Whitbread has him tight. Referee looking. Borch steps over. Whitbread likewise steps over, puts him back over onto his back. Borch snaps to his knees. 4-point near fall, so a big 7-point move for John Whitbread. Whitbread cross faces Borch, pulls him back towards his shoulders, laces a leg in on the right side, Borch to his knees. Leans in with the arm of Whitbread. Trying to pull him off. That is the end of the first period. John Whitbread, a 7-0 lead over Shiklemy freshman Ryder Borch in his first start of his high school career. Had a good junior high career. Spends most of the offseason on the mat. Obviously a very confident wrestler. Second period wrestling, Whitbread on top. Steps to the right side, laces the near leg of Borch. Borch from his knees. Turns quickly. Whitbread reaches back, tries to take the leg. Borch working to peel that leg free. Borch hangs on to the toe. Borch trying to put him in the spread eagle cradle. Finally clears a foot. Gets a 2-point reversal. 7-2 lead for Whitbread. Now Whitbread needs to get his hips up off the mat. Sitting on the mat as Whitbread puts the pressure, and now he gets up. Working right side. Not a whole lot happening here. Borch with his leg in on the right side on Whitbread. Whitbread trying to step across. He's got Borch sitting on the mat. Reaches back around the waist of Ryder Borch. And Whitbread going to get the reversal. Again, just calmly went about his business and got the two. Now leads 9-2 with 20 seconds to go in the second period. Whitbread settles Borch on the mat, has the legs tied up. And that is the end of the second period. John Whitbread, a 9-2 lead over Shiklemy's Ryder Borch. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Whitbread on the bottom, he is set. Borch on top. And they're back underway. Whitbread sits underneath. Borch locks in a far side cradle. I don't think he's going to be able to hold it. No, he doesn't. Not in a real good position. Now, three-quarter Nelson from the left side. This is some old school wrestling right here as he tries to tuck the head of Whitbread under. Coach Nichols yelling, hand control stops everything. He's right. Borch trying to put that far side cradle on again. Whitbread, for 121 pounds, is really put together, and Borch cannot double him over. Steps to the right side. Whitbread inside stand. Now goes to the outside stand. Borch breaks him down, stays in control. Under a minute to go. Borch trailing 9-2. right now, if he can't score, he's got to ride him out and keep this to a three-point decision. Looking to put a half in on the left side is Boric. Whitbread swims his right arm free. Boric doubles it up, pulls the wrist under. Posts the arm on the back, and Whitbread going to be warned for stalling on the bottom. Boric left side, bar arm. Steps out with the bar, trying to run it, running out of time. Trying to step the bar over, running. Posts the far side, he's got Whitbread vertical. He's going to run out of time. One, only a 1 second count. Wow, what a gutsy effort by the brave freshman. Keeps it to a three-point decision, 21-16 in favor of the Little Lions. And we will be back with 1:27 after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling at WKOK.com.
Happy. And at Memorial Acres in Sunbury, residents have many ways available to stay active. There are after-school programs for the kids, including Boys Club and Girl Scout meetings, movies for those in sixth grade and above, and more. For the grown-ups, there are adult exercise classes, game nights, and plenty more fun activities. These are available for all residents of Memorial Acres. Check your newsletter for class times or call 570-286-8563. Memorial Acres in Sunbury keeps families active.
And we are back. Drake Beyer for the Braves. John Coates for the Little Lions. Beyer just a sophomore. And Coates on the attack takes him down and puts Beyer right to his back. Stacks him over onto his shoulders. Beyer fights off. Coates, double trouble. He's got Beyer in more than double trouble. He's got him in quadruple trouble as he's got him on his back again. Beyer fighting. Coates applies the pressure and he pins him. 49 seconds of the first period, the time of the fall for John Coates. 27-16 now in favor of the Little Lions, and we'll be back. After this, you're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we are back. Evan Kisner for the Braves, senior. And he will be wrestling Nick Barena. Beat Barena last year 7-2. Braves need to get things going on the right side here, trailing 27-16. Kisner sacks Barena on his back. They still haven't given him the takedown, but he's got Barena in trouble. Now comes around. All right. What are we doing? Okay, they didn't put the takedown up. So they did put the takedown up. The referee just signaled two, so that's going to be a takedown. Maybe it was just three. Okay. I don't know. This new scoring, I'm confused. I guess he had not given him the takedown, even though he almost had him pinned. So that was a takedown. So now 3-1 as Barena escapes. He gave Kisner the takedown after almost pinning Barena. Barena duck under to a single. Kisner sprawls back to their feet. Kisner up under the arms of Barena. Barena trying to find some distance and get his arms free. He does not want to be tied up in there with Kisner. Three, two, It is the end of the first period. Chicklamy's Evan Kisner, 3-1 lead over Nick Marina. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Kisner on the bottom. He's set. Marina on top. Kisner tries to come to his feet. Marina tight waist. Breaks him back to his stomach. Kisner presses back to his knees. Marina up under the arm. Collar tie. Takes a far arm. Doubles Kisner in half, trying to lock in the cradle. Kisner too big and strong. Sits out. Looks inside for a leg. Marina follows. Kisner up on all fours. Stands. Marina tight waist, half Nelson from their feet. Picks Kisner up. Kisner post. Turns. Turns. He's going to get one. Yep, not two. Almost two. Gets one. Comes up with a front head and arm. Looks for a leg. Does Evan Kisner. And Marina posts the leg. Clears it. 4-1. That was just tough, tough wrestling on the part of Evan Kisner. Under a minute to go. Leads 4-1. Just not able to get anything on Marina. Doing a good job of fighting off Evan's ties. Up under the arm. Now drops to the left leg. Wizard by Marina. Kisner steps back. Trips Marina to the mat. Marina gathers up with the Wizard again. Back to their feet. Kisner steps and bows. Marina hangs on with the Wizard. Now Evan to his feet. Picks him up. Cuts him. 3-point takedown. I'll get it right yet. 3-point takedown. And that is the end of the second period. Now we got to get the scoreboard straightened out. I think it's 7-1. All right. 7-1 Kisner on top. And that's where he's going to start the third period. We're back underway. Marina stays on his knees. Kisner works to the left side. Traps a near leg. Marina turns in underneath. On the mat, facing each other, looks for a leg on Kisner. Kisner sprawls. He's still in control, but not in real good control. I'm going to let him go. 7-2. Marina on the attack. Kisner sprawls. Wizards clears the leg. Now gathers a front head and arm on Marina. Circles. Takes a near leg. Locks in the cradle. Marina forward roll through. Kisner still has the leg, but what a defensive move by Marina to get out of that cradle. Kisner trying to turn in from underneath. Marina close to the takedown and now gets it. Oh, he's two-point reversal, excuse me, not the takedown. Now Kisner turns underneath, takes the leg of Marina. 7-4 lead for Kisner. Nice move by Marina. Now working hard on the left arm of Kisner, trying to crank him over, but pulled the arm a little bit too far and potentially dangerous stop in the action. Coach Jason Nichols, I believe, going to tell him to stand up. He's going to let Kisner up. Got to make the score 8-5. Remember, 3-point takedown. 25 seconds to go. Wrestlers tie up. Marina wants a leg. Kisner catches him, puts him on his back.
3-point takedown on Moores. He's going to collect near fall points if he doesn't pin him. Brain able to belly out. Kisner locks in a cradle. And Kisner going to get a 2-point near fall to go with his 5-point. Makes it a 5-point move. And the final score, 10-5 in favor of Kisner. That makes the score 27-19 in favor of the Little Lions, and we're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip, or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas, and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak, and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks, too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
And we are back 139 pounds. Keaton Latimer for the Braves, a sophomore, picking on Sam Davidson. Real quick exchange between the two. We've got an update. Mifflin County up 19-8, halfway through the second quarter over the Braves in basketball. That on 1070 AM WKOK. We're certainly glad that you joined us here for the first dual meet of the season. Braves trailing 27-20. Keep in mind the Braves finish up with senior A.J. Benedict and senior Cole Wetzel. Keaton Lattimore right now, the sophomore. Gavin Kiefer scheduled to be out next. He's a freshman, highly touted freshman. In fact, some rankings have him ranked in the state. So far, not a lot of action. Lattimore takes a shot at the leg of Davidson, who sprawls quickly. They stay on their feet. Now Lattimore moves in, ties up with a rush on the right arm. Underhooks on Davidson. And Davidson down heavy on the head of Keaton Lattimore. Pair tied up tightly. End of the first period ends scoreless 0-0 between Lattimore and Davidson. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Davidson of State College goes down on the mat. Lattimore on top. Davidson stands, knifes through. 1-point escape for Sam Davidson. Davidson in, wants a leg. Lattimore sprawls. Davidson, nice double as he dumps Lattimore to the mat. 3-point takedown. Four nothing lead for Sam Davidson. Lattimore right back to his feet. Back heel mat return by Davidson. Lattimore stands, turns, trying to get his right leg free. Davidson hanging on around the ankle, pulls it in. Lattimore stands, tries to kick himself free. Davidson just hanging on to the ankle. Lattimore stands. Now Davidson a better hold, steps through, dumps Lattimore to the mat. Lattimore clears the hand, stands, 1-point escape for Keaton Lattimore, 4-1 lead for Sam Davidson. Davidson Ties up on both wrists. Lattimore shoots in on a leg. Lattimore in deep on the left leg. Davidson whizzes. Lattimore steps across. Three-point takedown by Keaton Lattimore. We're tied at four. Davidson to his knees. Granby roll. Lattimore follows, and we end the second period 4-4. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. You know Keaton Lattimore's going down the mat. He's down set. Davidson around behind now gets on. Lattimore quickly sits. Back pressure. Davidson rolls him through. Lattimore keeps up the back pressure. And Davidson had him there for a swipe. Lattimore sits through and gets a two-point reversal. 6-4 lead for Keaton Lattimore. Lattimore, arm pry left. Davidson up on all fours, stands. Lattimore picks him up, back heels him to the mat. Davidson back to his knees. Lattimore from behind, riding the wrists. Very close to the edge of the mat, right across in front of the Braves fans. Good crowd here tonight coming up here on the snowy evening. Lattimore turns the left wrist under, trying to isolate the left arm. Davidson to his knees, and they're going to go off the edge of the mat with 54 seconds to go in the match. Lattimore 6-4. And right now we got two really tired 139-pounders. We've got blood time on, looks like Davidson. He'll go to his corner. Turner will come over. Lattimore over. Getting word with Shikellamy coach Tim Bosch and Josh Wetzel. Junior high won here tonight. I want to say 45-22, I believe it was. Junior high looked really good tonight. I want to tell you what. I talked with Wade Fatul, who is kind of bouncing back and forth between the junior high and high school, mostly with the junior high, tells me that eighth grade class has a lot of studs. They showed up here tonight for sure. There's some things to look forward to for the Braves in the future, as well as a strong junior high team knocking off State College tonight. We're ready to get back underway, back in the center, and we're back underway. Davidson trying to come off of the mat, and when he does, Lattimore picks him up and slams him down hard. Lattimore not able to keep him down there, and a one-point escape for Davidson, 6-5. Davidson looks for a leg on Lattimore. Lattimore sprawls. The two clash. Davidson looking for a leg. Lattimore underhooks. They go off the edge of the mat with 22 seconds. Back in the center. Davidson shoots. Lattimore sprawls. Front head and arm as they come back to their feet. On their feet with the front head and arm is Keaton Lattimore for the Braves. Tightens it up. Snaps Davidson to his knees. Davidson trying to come up and get in on the legs. Lattimore pancakes him over. Lattimore unable to get him over as Davidson stands, and they end the match. Keaton Lattimore with a 6-5 win. Wow. What a match for the young Brave. 27-22, the Braves trailing
State College as we head into 145. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we are back, 145. Okay, Gavin Kiefer for the Braves, a freshman. And James Whitbread. And it is Whitbread. Takedown, escape, takedown. He leads 6-1 very quickly over the freshman for the Braves. They're showing 27-23 on the scoreboard. I have a 27-22. I have to double-check. Whitbread with another takedown on Kiefer. He leads 9-2. Working left side is James Whitbread. Kiefer trying to loosen the leg as Whitbread has a grapevine on the left leg. Kiefer back to his knees. Whitbread gathers a far arm, now riding from behind. 2-on-1. Rolls Kiefer through, cross face. Far arm. Puts Kiefer into a hybrid situation. Kiefer rolls through. No near fall points. Kiefer grabs a leg on the way through, but boy, Whitbread just very confident, very accomplished. You're going to let Kiefer up on their feet, locked up. Russian Thai tries to throw Kiefer down, now snaps him down, circles to the rear. Spin drill at the end of the practice is what got Whitbread that takedown, and he now leads 12-3 at the end of one. Wow. James Whitbread putting on a clinic. Well, they're showing 20, continue to show 27-23, so I apparently added something wrong. Where is it? Don't know. All right, so we'll say 27-23. Now, right now, second period wrestling, Gavin Kiefer, Shikalimi starting on the bottom. Whitbread steps out to the side. Kiefer takes a leg. Whitbread, far side cradle, rolls Kiefer over onto his back. He's got Gavin Kiefer in trouble. Referee down looking. He's got him right in the middle of the mat. Stacks up the other leg. Kiefer able to roll through. 4-point near fall. And a 16-3 lead. Coach telling them it's got to be really tight this time. They don't want the tech fall. They want the fall. Cross face by Whitbread. Cranks the legs. Puts Kiefer over onto his back. Still no near fall call. Kiefer bellies out. Whitbread left side. Cross faces. Takes the arm, puts Kiefer over. And if he doesn't pin him, he's going to get the tech fall, but he pins him. 3:24 of the second period, the time of the fall for James Whitbread. 33-23 in favor of State College with two matches to go. We are back. Right after this, you're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype.
That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
We are back, 152. A.J. Benedict, a senior for the Braves. Brady Booker for the State College Little Lions. And it is Booker in on the legs of Benedict. The Braves trailing by 10. So, let's see. What are the combinations? Two Tech Falls ties it. We go to the book to see who won the most matches. A Tech Fall and a Fall wins it. Two Falls wins it. So anything less than a Tech Fall by Benedict here. Benedict duck under to a leg, and Booker under the arm catches him, puts him in double trouble, puts him on his back. Benedict trying to bridge off of his back. Booker has him in trouble. Benedict fights his way out. Comes out between the legs, 4-point near fall. And a 2-point reversal, so we are at 7-2 in favor of Booker. So you got to believe with that point differential, Benedict needs a fall. Benedict with a tight waist. He just got caught too far under, and Booker got the arm, put him in double trouble. A.J. Benedict picks a near leg, and they will go off the edge of the mat with 25 seconds to go. Back in the center, Booker set. Benedict with his bright pink wrestling sneakers. Booker stands. Benedict, mat return. Riding from the left side. Now steps to the right side. Booker on all fours now stands. Working on the hands of Benedict. Neck wrench attempt. We will end the first period 7-2. A.J. Benedict trailing Brady Booker. Big 7-point move by Booker. Well, you can get behind quickly with the new scoring, but you can make it up just as quickly. Second period wrestling. Booker on the bottom. He stands. Benedict picks a leg, breaks him back down, steps to the right side. Picks a near ankle. Trying to pick the near ankle and Turk the far leg. Now steps across, grapevines the left leg of Booker, cranking on the right side. Three-quarter Nelson. Benedict stays big. Booker not able to get him over. Benedict pops ahead. He's got the grapevine left, just not able to do anything with it. Right now, Benedict just needs to keep his lead. That's what he's happy doing. A.J. Benedict working with that power half on the far side. Benedict sprawls, not going anywhere. We're going to see a stalemate stop in the action. 43 seconds to go. Back in the center. And they're back underway. Booker stands. Benedict gonna let him go. 8-2. Booker leads. Benedict needs a big move, and these State College Little Lions have not been susceptible to that. They've stayed in very good position. Booker going to hang out right there by the edge of the line, or the edge of the mat, and go off the edge of the mat. 14 seconds. Some smart situational wrestling by Booker. Again, they tie up. Benedict trying to snap Booker down. Booker stays in good position. That is the end of the second period, 8-2, the lead for Brady Booker. Third period wrestling, referee's down position, Benedict on the bottom. He's set, and Booker right to work with a collar tie from the right side. Trying to use that collar to crank Booker over, Benedict over. Booker on top. Now steps to the left side. Steps to the rear. Looking for a far side cradle. Benedict controls the arm. Gets big. Booker again trying to lock in that far side. Benedict with the arm. He needs to do the old baseball bat and pull it over. What he's doing. Turns. And Benedict comes down with a leg on Booker. Booker with a whizzer. Benedict cuts the opposite direction. And, oh, not quick enough. Booker sprawls. Now killing time, 53 seconds to go. Booker turns. And we get a stalemate stop in the action. Restart. 8-2. Booker leads. Benedict up on all fours. Booker working right side with a tight waist. Benedict stands, clears the hands, and now gets the escape with under 20 seconds to go. 8-3. Booker retreats as Benedict shoots in on the leg. Benedict in deep on the left leg. Booker giving ground, ties up around the waist, settles Benedict down. And a stalemate stop in the action. 3 seconds to go. 8-3 will be the final score. Brady Booker with a big move to start the match out with the win. 36-23 in favor of the Little Lions. They will wrap it up with that. But we do have one more match to go. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on WKOK.com.
When life throws you a full-court press or kind of throws you to the mat, you need a legal team that knows how to play defense and offense. At Wiest Wiest Benner & Rice LLC, they're your MVPs for everything from divorce and custody to personal injury and business law. When you're facing a tough opponent and need help setting up your next play in real estate, wills, or trusts, they've got the skills to take care of all your legal needs. Visit them at 5 North 2nd Street in Sunbury or call 570-286-4022. Wiest Wiest Benner & Rice LLC, your hometown legal team, always ready to assist.
This is the last match. And we are back. Final match of the evening, 160 pounds. Cole Wetzel, a senior for the Braves. He finished the season last year at 27-11. Xavier Zaruth. And some fireworks early, but no points. And now Wetzel back in on the leg. Zaruth trying to headlock him, and Wetzel throws him to the mat, circles to the rear, and now he gets a takedown, 3 points. Lots of rolling around. Finally some scoring. Now Wetzel settles Zaruth on the mat. Riding from behind, one-on-one on the left wrist. Zaruth stands, and Wetzel going to let him go. 3-1. Zaruth in, looks for a leg. Wetzel sprawls and whizzers. You know, Zaruth in deep on the leg, looking for a head on Wetzel. Wetzel with a whizzer. Keeps him over to the side. Wetzel stands, and they break apart neutral. Benedict back on their feet, locked up. Break apart, lock up again. Tied up on their feet. These are two big 160-pounders. I want to tell you what. These two boys are slapped together. Zeruth in on a double, switches to a single. Wetzel with a whizzer. Wetzel faces him. And we will end the first period with a 3-1 Cole Wetzel lead. Well, the Braves are back in action Friday afternoon at 1. They're going to be the feature event of Shikellamy Assembly. This should be a lot of fun. It was a couple years ago when they did it. Braves beating Lewisburg back then. They will face Montgomery. And just to give you another heads up, a unique event happening in our area. Not the Braves are not involved, but should be a lot of fun. And that is on the 14th of December, and that will happen out at Southern Columbia Stadium. The Southern Columbia Tigers will wrestle the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes outdoors in the stadium. Match time is at noon. That happened last year between Newport and Camp Hill. So it isn't the first outdoor dual meet in Pennsylvania wrestling history, but certainly a unique event. If you want to don your winter gear and get over there, that should be a lot of fun. Second period wrestling, referee's down position with Wetzel on the bottom. He stands and escapes, now leads 4-1 as the two wrestlers hand fighting, digging the toes in, driving in on each other. Zeruth in on a leg, throw by Wetzel to a bear hug, steps through, trips Zeruth to the mat, digs the toes in and bounds, and has Zeruth on his back off the edge of the mat. He will pick up a 3-point near fall. Well, he's only going to get the takedown. He's not going to get the near fall. So 7-1. Three takedown, no back points, clarified by the referee here in front of us. I think he let him go a little bit too quickly. So Wetzel on top. Tight wasting. Looking to cradle. Zeruth gets big, bellies out. Wetzel with a tight waist. Now goes to the collar tie from the right side. Zeruth stands. And Wetzel lets him go as they go off the edge of the mat with 12 seconds to go. 7-2. The score here. Late in the second period. Zeruth a shot on Wetzel. Wetzel snaps him down, circles around, and 3-point near fall. They forgot to start the clock, so it's got to be less than about 3 seconds. They're going to run it through, though. Not going to make any difference. So a 10-2 lead at the end of two for Cole Wetzel. Cole's big brother by a few minutes, Connor, with a fall in the first match of the evening. Second match of the evening. Referee's down position to start the third period. Wetzel on top. So Ruth stands, and Wetzel lets him go. So we are at 10-3 on their feet. Hand fighting, and they break apart. Zeruth shoots in from a mile away. Wetzel, down on the arm, but Zeruth gets it in just at the last second. Wetzel uses it for a cradle. 3-point takedown, looking for more, and Zeruth gets Big Brick's cradle. 13-3. Working on the major decision with a minute to go is Cole Wetzel, 13-3 lead. Going to let Zaruth go again, 13-4. Zaruth ties up on the head, comes up under the arm. Thinks better of it. Wetzel holding court right there in the middle of the mat. Now Zaruth shoots in on a leg. Wetzel sprawls. Clears the legs, front head and arm by Wetzel. Zaruth switches to the left leg. Wetzel with a whizzer. Zaruth trying to sneak around behind. Wetzel with the whizzer. And they come back to their feet neutral. 10 seconds to go. Zaruth then looks for a leg on Wetzel. Wetzel ties him up. That is the end of the match. Final score, 13-4. Cole Wetzel with the major decision. A final scoreboard showing State College with 36 and the Braves with 27. And the Braves drop their season opener to a real tough State College team. Keep in mind, these guys finished third in the state last year in the team tournament. So a good showing by the Braves here this evening. But they will ride back on a snowy Route 45 with one loss under the belt. We'll talk about this match, try and get a hold of Coach Tim Bosch, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling and WKOK.com.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
Hi, my name is Amir, and I'd like to tell you about the fun we have living at Memorial Acres. We're really close to Maggie's Playground, the pool, ice skating rink, sports, games, and school.
And we're close to all the places I go to, like Weiss Markets, the Dollar Store, Bank, Dunkin' Donuts, restaurants, churches, and the community center for classes.
Our house is really nice, and we get a newsletter every month, so we can always know what's happening too.
Find out more about living at Memorial Acres in Sunbury by calling Maggie Kurtz at 570-863-8399. Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip, or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas, and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak, and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
And we are back at State College. Looking around here for Coach Tim Bosch. He's got his coat. I think he's probably going to hop on the bus and get on down the road. I don't blame him with the weather conditions. We'll catch up with him at another time. So we'll just do a real quick rundown of what happened here this evening, and we will get on the road ourselves here. We started off at 172. Ned Drumheller in his first varsity match for the Braves wrestles for 10 seconds. He's beaten by returning state champion Asher Cunningham. 189 pounds, Connor Wetzel, a 28-second fall over Elijah Al-Sulemane. 215 pounds, Christian Bosch bumps up. He gets a second-period fall over Isaiah Zaruth. 285, Brody Raybuck with a 12-2 major decision over Mikey Troop. 107 pounds, Jacob Hendricks for the Braves. Gives up a defensive pin to Nico Diaz in the third period at 114 pounds. Is Cale Davis of State College with a second period fall over Max Hallman of Chick-fil-A. 121 pounds. I want to tell you what this Ryder Borch lost 9-2, but I'm looking forward to what we're going to see from this kid. looked good tonight against John Whitbread, an experienced wrestler, 9-2, Whitbread with the win. 127 pounds, Drake Beyer was a victim of a fall to John Coates in the first period, 133 pounds. Evan Kisner, a hard-fought 10-5 win over Nick Barana. Barana, one tough customer. 139 pounds, Keaton Lattimore. Who would have guessed it? This kid comes in here as a sophomore. Nobody knows who he is. Wins 6-5. He looked good, too. Looking forward to seeing what he has to offer us. 145 pounds, Gavin Kiefer, a highly touted freshman, but against a real tough James Whitbread. Whitbread is a year-round wrestler, gets the second period fall over Kiefer. At 152, a big move to start the match by Brady Booker puts A.J. Benedict on his heels, never able to recover. Booker with an 8-3 win. And finally, Cole Wetzel, the Braves senior, with a major decision, 13-4. Final score, State College 36 and Shikellamy 27. And we are getting some information here coming in on the AP wire, I guess we'll call it. Let's see, this is on Braves basketball. Mifflin County was up 28-14 at half and now up 43-18 in the third quarter. That game on 1070 AM WKOK. So looks like the Braves are going to go 0-2 on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting unless the basketball team can mount a major comeback. That would be great because Braves dropping their season opener here, 36-27, and I guess we could say that State College head coach Jason Nichols remains undefeated in Pennsylvania. That was his first match after coaching many years in Texas, now here in the State College area. Did a great job with these kids. They look really good tonight. Hats off to State College. And we'll see them again maybe in the state tournament. Be interesting. So from State College High School, where again the final score was Shikellamy 27, State College 36. Join me again Friday afternoon at 1 when the Braves take on the Raiders of Montgomery. I want to thank our producer, Kevin Herr. Good to have him back in the studio after taking a little respite there during football season. Good to have you back, Kevin. Pushing all the right buttons on the Blue Hill Studio. This is Steve Williams inviting you to join us again when the Braves throw down on the Resolute. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Braves Wrestling on WKOK.com. We'll now join News Radio 1070 WKOK as Mifflin County leads Shikellamy as they start the fourth period 56-25 in boys basketball. Now we join Pat O'Brien and Dave Ritchie.